Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today, the issue at hand, the coming New World Order. And that statement comes right hot off the press with yesterday's conversation with Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe, Stumbling Joe, talked about the fact that we're approaching the New World Order and that everybody needs to come on board with bringing it about. And he talks about the New World Order being that which is in place and should be completed and put in place by all nations. And as such, ladies and gentlemen, it's caused a spark on Twitter and other, internet platforms asking the question, what is the New World Order? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is going to come about. It is biblical, not in the sense that Biden is talking about, but God hasn't planned a New World Order. That New World Order will simply be where a global leader, an antichrist, will be seated, a totalitarian, globalist individual that will rule and reign this old world. He won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. He will not be able to do anything lest he approves it from the standpoint of you having a mark, a chip, an identification, a tattoo, whatever you'd want to call it, a COVID pass. Well, I believe go into that. We'll talk about that later in this broadcast today. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon now, Miss Dr. Youngblood. I cannot sit idle today. I've got to make some comments. Well, I guess the first thing we need to recognize is that they no longer are working behind closed doors, that everything they're doing now is right out in the open because of success that they've had with this 2-year COVID lie. So be prepared to not only see it, but hopefully be prepared to grow to understand it. It is a horrible, horrible fact that it's coming, but let us understand that it has been coming for decades. There have been men previously other than yourselves that warned us and tried to describe what the New World Order was going to be all about. Gentlemen like Marlon Maddox back in the 90s out of Dallas, Texas. Chuck Harder out of Florida here in the 90s. Stuart McBurney. And so on and so on. We've even had our pastors, our spiritual leaders, warning us back when the signs of abortion was on the scene, the beginnings. And look what just happened to that, the gay movement. All my life, Dr. Youngblood, I've checked one box, and it said male, M-A-L-E. Now they're talking in the Supreme Court about other than male, female. What more does the world have to see and hear before it rises up? Our duty is to rise up. Once society goes against the will of God, the word of God, at that point, we are, in a sense, being ordered to rise up and speak Christ's message to the world.
Dan, I'm in full agreement with you. You're spot on what you're saying. And in case some of our listeners may not know, there's a case that's come to the bubbling point, the boiling point, that's at the on the desk of the Supreme Court now, where the Supreme Court will make a decision, will render a ruling, will render an opinion of whether we've got male and female as two sexes, or if they're different sexes or more than two sexes, wherein the Word of God says in Genesis 1:27 that God created two sexes, that's male and female, created he them, the Scripture says. And yet it's in the hands of the Supreme Court. I shudder at the thought, Dan, of what the Supreme Court will decide with the type people, the caliber of people that we have on the Supreme Court even today. And I shudder even more at the thought of this Brown Jackson that Kahajia Brown Jackson that is being interviewed to be confirmed by for the Supreme Court. If she goes on, we will have lost any hope of any good rulings come out of the Supreme Court for the next 50 years at a minimum. But Dan, one of the things that you're talking about is when we see a nation, when we see a globe that's turned its back on God, that said no to God, thumbed our nose at God, and said we banned the Bible, we banned the Christian thought in the marketplace of ideas. Even Jerry Nadler just a few months ago said that God's word has no place in the halls of Congress. We've literally banned God from the scene, and yet we so often wonder why there's chaos, calamity, and confusion in society today. It's because God's word is being fulfilled, Dan, as you well know. It's being fulfilled where we see wars and rumors of wars. We see pestilences. We see earthquakes, et cetera, et cetera. And these things, Dan, Matthew chapter 24 says, are just the beginning, just the beginnings of the birth pangs, if you will. And the birth pangs will get closer and closer and will get more intense each and every day. And we're watching that take place until the rapture of the church happens. The Christian, the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. The man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, steps on the scene to bring about the new world order that Biden and others have talked about for some time. And yet it is very, very real, but in a different sense to what they're speaking of.
Well, we've got to understand, too, that God says, and when the end time's here upon us, he said, you know, lest he speeds up time, man could not withstand the horror of the new world order, of what's coming. So when we say, oh, time's going so fast, it's God's timing that is on the speed warp. And it's coming faster than I ever thought. And another point, he says, you do not have because you do not ask. Let all your listeners ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, a mind to discern, and a voice to speak the word of God. And he will grant you that prayer. All you have to do is mean it with all your heart. And you'll start seeing and you'll start understanding how dangerous and what a true nightmare is going to befall the world, not just America. Get ready.
Get ready, Dan. As I usually say on this broadcast every day, Luke 21:28 comes into play. When we see all of these things coming about, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. And you're spot on, exactly right with what you're saying, Dan.
Get your family and your loved ones, get them in God's protected hands.
Amen.
If you don't do it, no one's going to do it for you.
Amen. Absolutely. You're exactly right, Dan. Thank you so much, brother.
God bless you and all your listeners, okay?
Thank you. Keep praying for the broadcast and for each listener. God bless you. Keep looking up. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, in Daniel, the 8th chapter, verse 23 and following, the Scripture says in verse 24, speaking of the Antichrist, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, that is, amazingly, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. Verse 25 says, and through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hands. In other words, the Antichrist will be able to step on the scene and cause business and commerce to absolutely bubble. You would see, if you put it in the vernacular of young blood today, you see the stock market zooming overnight as a result of the policies that the Antichrist will put into play. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace he shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, and he shall be broken, and that without hands. Ladies and gentlemen, it's talking about the Antichrist coming on the scene and what will take place. Antichrist is callous, he's cruel, he's crushing, and he is cold. And ladies and gentlemen, his power is from Satan, according to the scripture. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over your question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you and your ministry. Early at the beginning of the age, we have three attitudes, you would say, featured heavily in the fall of humanity. And those the three attitudes, we could say, is pride, arrogance, and deception. Okay, and we see it featuring just the same today. We have, we would say, the canceling, all of what we're going on with, what we're canceling out and so on, our history, everything. I think we would safely say that the first thing or person we canceled out was our God and Creator. We canceled them out, and then we go on canceling one another and whatever. But we know that the man, we have turned our backs. We have the deception has been that even now they're destroying the middle class. The middle class, hardworking Americans are being destroyed, their livelihood, everything. And they are totally deceived, they are totally blinded. They're believing the lies of the utopia and that they're going somewhere. In other words, the same people who are even saying that capitalism is evil and wicked, they have been using capitalism to build their economy. And I was always fully convinced that our leaders, our presidential leaders, with the exception of Donald Trump, they were not just naive or stupid. They knew exactly, they were intentionally doing exactly what needed to do at this time to bring about what you're talking about today, the New World Order. They knew exactly what they were doing, where they're going, that America is a problem to the world, the New World Order. A strong America would not be able to accommodate the New World Order. So America had to be destroyed and brought down. And this has been happening before our eyes. And as it's a deception, Americans have, didn't even realize what was happening. But as you say, it has come to now, they're no longer in hiding. And it is here now, looking at the New World Order. So, we know, praise God, that he did warn us about the end of times. And we see everything falling into place, just as he said, so we can rejoice and give and be glad that we have been rescued before it's too late.
Absolutely. Lily, you're exactly right. You're spot on with your statement. And what many do not see today is the fact that the prophetic word of God, the eschatological truth of the Bible, is leaping off the pages every day. And yes, when President Joe Biden uses that term, it was not a slip of the tongue. It was not a mistake. It was the fact that this has been the plan for quite some time in America to, as Joe Biden used the term, to build back better. That is to tear down the capitalistic constitutional system today and build it back better under the socialist, Marxist, communist regime, and to bring about the new world order. It will be done. But one of the good things, Lily, and I might say this before I let you go, one of the good things is that for the Christian, we need to understand that we won't be here. We'll be suddenly seized, snatched out. It's called the rapture of the church, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. We'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. But the moment we're snatched out, ladies and gentlemen, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and will be leading this world with the new world order. Lily, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I believe that we're not aware of that I need to put as a little footnote to what we're saying today is that we're watching society developing and setting the stage for this coming New World Order. We're watching society today developing the platform for the New World Order. We're watching society today, piece by piece, brick by brick, if you please, building the building for that which shall take place. Because one of the things that we need to understand, the New World Order, according to Revelation 13, 1 through 18, gives the good picture of the world, the New World Order, where many of the politicians even today are talking about and looking for and having to come about. This new world order will be fully controlled by the demonically controlled, satanically controlled Antichrist. The scripture is very clear. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 and following, the power that the Antichrist has is not from himself. It's the words that the scripture says given to him by Satan. It is the demonically controlled, satanically controlled man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, but under his new world order, as we would call it based on Joe Biden's term, there'll be no religious liberties. There'll be no right to keep and bear arms. There'll be no freedom of speech, no religious freedom whatsoever, no freedom of movement. People will not be allowed to buy, sell, or trade without having the mark, the identifying mark of the Antichrist, according to Revelation 13, verse 16, 17, and 18. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will have a sidekick, as I call him. He'll be the religious leader that will be able to call down fire from heaven. The religious leader will be able to raise the dead under the leadership of the Antichrist. The Antichrist, according to Revelation 13, verse 3 and following, will have a mortal wound. He'll be slain. He'll be put to death. But the false prophet, the demonically controlled Antichrist religious leader, will be able to raise the Antichrist from the dead. And the scripture says in verse 4 and 5 of Revelation 13 that all the whole world will wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, after him, that is, will be amazed by him and will follow him. Ladies and gentlemen, here, let me say this. We're watching the stage being set for that fellowship of the Antichrist, that fellowship based on wanting a better world and not realizing, just as AOC has said, capitalism has failed and we need to replace it with socialism and Marxism. AOC does not have sense enough to understand what she is saying. Ladies and gentlemen, we're setting the stage today with the COVID vaccine propaganda. We're setting the stage today with the suspension of religious liberties and the freedom of speech. We're setting the stage today with the enactment of rules and regulations and guidelines that will restrict, if not take completely away, our right to keep and bear arms. Ladies and gentlemen, today, our national leaders under Joe Biden and many of the governors and even the military apparatus, all of the social media today are on the fast track to set the stage for the coming one world order. To step on the scene with the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, part of that setting the stage is the COVID lockdowns, the mask mandates, and the forced vaccination, just a small glimpse of the coming New World Order. Well, all of these things will be mandated by the dictatorial, totalitarian leadership of the Antichrist. Now, listen very carefully. Multitudes of our governors and mayors and city council leaders across the nation have instituted rules and regulations and guidelines to force that. Even in Australia, ladies and gentlemen, the government, Australian government, here's an article, authorizes the dystopian vaccine registry, listen, a registry for those that have been vaccinated, those who have not, and imposes COVID restrictions throughout through January 2024. We'll begin pulling over drivers at random and finding unboosted citizens next month. In other words, the 1st of April, ladies and gentlemen, in the nation of Australia, they will start having roving patrols on the street, stopping the cars and checking to see if you have your COVID shot, your COVID second shot, and your booster shot. And if you haven't, they will impose fines. The first fine will be $687. If you have another fine, second time, it'll be up to $3,890. And after that, it'll be imprisonment, put in jail if you don't have your shots and your boosters. I'm looking at the article dated February the 7th, 2022. Imposed a new COVID restriction that requires all adults in Australia to be fully vaccinated and boosted or risk being fined and jailed. The new authoritarian law runs through January the 31st of 2024 and will go into effect in April of this year. Beginning on March the 15th, law enforcement authorities will begin checking people's vaccine status by conducting random traffic stops, spot checks in order to find dissenters. Anyone caught violating the mandate can be fined up to four times a year, with the penalty increasing with each violation. The article goes on to say the new law also allows the Australian government to create a dystopian vaccine registry that will record everyone who's been vaccinated and give those who have been found disobeying the law a date that they may be vaccinated by allowing the government to find them repeatedly or be vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not a new world order, if that's not fitting the category of what the Bible says about the Antichrist and his dictatorial totalitarian regime, nothing does. But that's setting the stage. The point that I want us to make and understand today, when Biden speaks of a coming new world order, he does not realize how right he is biblically. Though he is ignorant of the scripture, he is ignorant of anything that he doesn't even know what state he's in most of the time. If he didn't have that card in his vest pocket that his speechwriters and his handlers given him, he wouldn't know how to answer questions. And anytime you see him not answering a question, it's because he doesn't have that card in his vest pocket telling him what to say and how to answer it. Here's another article that says, Wall Street analyst, COVID vaccines, the greatest fraud in history. In an video interview Wednesday on WorldNet Daily, a former Wall Street executive whose analysis of the CDC data shows an alarming rise in the deaths among millennials over the past year amid the COVID vaccine rollout, and it's hoping to start a national conversation that will penetrate any established media blackout and embolden the people across all governments and private industries to speak out once and for all. He goes on to talk about how it has destroyed so many lives and how it's been kept under the rug and been made silent. Ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day that that'll no longer be in the closet. There's coming a day that the truth will come out. But I'm of the opinion, ladies and gentlemen, when the truth ultimately finally comes out as to the murder that's taken place by the hands of the federal and state governments around the globe, and when we ultimately find the truth, ladies and gentlemen, it will be too late to reverse action. It'll be too late to go back to normal. It'll be too late to do anything but step into the future of the new world order. But let me say again, at the risk of redundancy, I won't be here. And if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you won't either. Today we have a government that is in total control of our nation's health, the health care. We have a government today in America, we're talking about in other places also. We have a nation that has the educational system under total control of the federal government. Our nation's finances today and the money supply, excuse me, all controlled by the federal government. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's not enough for Joe Biden. Joe Biden and his handlers are wanting to have a further total grip on the finances in America. Joe Biden has introduced by executive order what's called the Fed coin, a digital currency for America. And that digital currency, ladies and gentlemen, will be the very thing, listen, the very thing that the Antichrist will be able to use, that by the touch of a button will cut your finances off, will reduce your opportunity to buy, sell, or trade. You will not be able to do so unless you're in compliance with the federal government or the government of the world, which at that time will be the Antichrist. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, over your question or comment, please.
You know, as you discuss one thing after another, it's a steadily growing, a steadily expanding bureaucracy, authoritarian system. You point at what's going on in Australia and the plan for this rollout of the vax enforcement. And obviously, that was the direction that Biden intended to go. Many of these states, municipalities, school boards have continued with the craziness. But each step is just a furtherance of control. And conditioning the society to say yes to whatever government says. Sadly, we have believers, we have Christians, we have spiritual leaders that will misapply, what is it, Romans 13, and say, well, yeah, you just need to fall in line. You have your Russell Moore types, your David French types out there that are radical leftist Democrat operatives within what many believe is conservatism, conservative Christianity. But they're operatives for the Democratic Party in this socialist movement, this authoritarian movement that we see growing and growing and growing. I recall years ago going to the hurricane zone just inside Tampa in a little town called Arcadia. And I took all sorts of supplies to folks, but also as a business person, I took equipment, generators and things. And I was inspected in a single day, inspected 22 times for my business license. Make sure I had a proper business license. By the same law enforcement agents that said they did not have time to deal with looters. Did you get what I just said, folks?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have time to deal with looters, but they had time to harass a business person. And, you know, they're doing a public service on multiple fronts. Now, they've done the same thing over and over and over. They cleaned out a lot of jails because they said they were concerned about COVID. Turn them loose. However, They took the January 6th protesters, many of which their only violation was walking into the Capitol, and hundreds of them are being denied bail. I mean, Jussie Smollett turned the city of Chicago upside down and the nation upside down with his contrived, his completely faked racial crime, anti-homosexual crime. You know, it was those MAGA hat-wearing folks on the south side of Chicago that beat him up. Really? Really? I mean, it was unbelievable from the very get-go. However, he was found guilty of a host of different criminal acts in that conspiracy he dreamed up, he cooked up to get himself famous. And he's turned loose, you know, because, you know, of course, he's turned loose now while on appeal. Now, where's that same justice? And the system is upside down and backwards is what I'm saying. And yes. the clamp down will come against Christians. It will come against conservatives. It will come against constitutionalists. That's where the clamp down will come every single time.
Absolutely. In fact, Greg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg resides up in the southern tip of heaven, better known for the average citizen like you and me, as the northeast point of Tennessee. Greg, what's your weather like there today?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hit and miss clouds. And as the clouds move across the sky, the shadows move across the mountain. And I'm staring out these picture windows here, and I'm going, wow. There's no other place on earth that I would exchange for this in this moment.
Amen.
Beautiful country.
You touched on
beautiful.
That, by the way, a moment ago about the Antichrist. According to Scripture, in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, Revelation, and Daniel chapter 11, Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist will persecute and prosecute the Christian. He will blaspheme the place of God, the name of God, the child of God, and will want to put to death everyone that is saved. Because in the days of the Antichrist, there will, people will get saved, but time to get saved, their lives will be taken. They'll be martyred for their faith if they're not willing to bow and bend and go along with the mark of the Antichrist. Greg, we had about a minute and a half left on the broadcast. Take a few minutes to say, wrap up all that we've said in relationship to the coming one world order and what that connotes biblically, and how we as Christians, how individuals hearing us today can avoid being in that time of the one world order with the Antichrist.
Well, first of all, these things, you know, the world's not coming unglued as much as it, from a secular standpoint, is coming unglued. It's going sideways. This all fits into God's plan from beginning to end. God didn't lose control. As much as Satan is on the rampage, God still has him on a leash, just as he had him on a leash in the life of Job and said, you can do this and this and this, but you can't do this. Satan is still on that leash. And for every believer out there, I'd say Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't let these things send you into a tizzy. God's still in control.
Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.